stalemate. The input is a field occupation and the outputs are two bits, one for each of the wanted predicates. Then follows a kind of command which is not part of the proper program. Next slide, please. Next. Oh, yes. Next slide, please. May I see the number of this here? That is only the specification, that is the description, what the special parts of this program are meaning. The program itself, I think we saw, see on the next slide, please. I can't give you the details of this program, that would take much too much time. We only see this arrangement in sets of lines. You have a first line, there is the formal as you are accustomed to it, and there are a second line that gives the indices of the variables. They have the component lines there. You can see what component is taking out of this object US you just have identified, and last line that gives a kind of structure or type of structure you will need. And you have here signs for conditional orders. That means that this whole part here depends on the condition you have here. And you see the insertion of subroutines. They are done in the same way as mathematicians. For instance, they write a sign as x, the Planck calculus. There's nothing else. He makes every result of any program to such a function, and there it is very easy to insert it, and it is not necessary to say how the implementation is made. That is not necessary in the logical design, and therefore I think this language is very good used for mathematicians who only like to fix the mathematical way of the calculation. Looking at the arrangement of the formulas, you have the impression of a two-dimensional language, but this is not really so. This form facilitates reading of the program for the users, and that is a point my friends did not consent with me. They said, your presentation is awfully, nobody will understand that. But if you take care, you have all information connected with one object you have together. And if you are accustomed to this kind of representations, perhaps you will feel that just this representation is very easy to read, only you must have learned it. Surely everybody can understand that representation he normally uses. And, because this was a new representation, it was difficult for all who used other representations. Surely they said it is difficult, surely. but it is not necessary that this form is used, for instance, for a compiler. You can stretch this form in a line, that is very easy, but then when you do so, you get a representation which is good for a machine, but not good for a man to understand, I think. Behind the Planck calculus, there is a special philosophy basing on my early conviction that there is a steady way from simple numerical calculations to high-level thinking processes. In order to test the universality of this language, I applied it for several extraordinary fields. Thus, for instance, I made some steps in the direction of symbolic calculations, general programs for relations or graphs, as we call it today, chess playing and so on. But I missed one thing. The normal numerical programs which were run to that time on the computers, that means linear equations and all these things, I found that these problems was trivial. They were too trivial. Surely Planck calculus could formulate these programs, but there was not the difficulty. I looked for the difficulties far ahead for very complicated investigations, and therefore I concentrated on such items which normally are not done on computers to that time. This concept may have been too advanced at that time, but looking at the present situation, I came to the conclusion that it would have been better to base the hardware and software development of the computer on the philosophy of the Plancalcul from the beginning. I say on the philosophy, I say not on the Plancalcul. Surely the Plancalcul today is 30 years old. Well, you should make some changes if you could take it for today. But the philosophy behind it, that is, I think, very actually for us today too. On one side, I think the time has progressed, and I will only say at the end of the lecture, allow me some thing about some more recent ideas. In the years from about 1948 to 1964, I was occupied with organizing the development of the Zuse KG. And fortunately, as a manager, I had hardly the time for profound theoretical considerations. But in the last 10 years, I had been able to continue my life as a scientist again. The main objectives are new investigations on the Plancalcul in comparison with other algorithmic languages. According to my subjective opinion, the Plancalcul is not only interesting from the historical point of view, but also of great significance for solving present-day problems. Another field of my research are self-reproducing systems. But I see the problem not from the mathematical point of view, like for instance John von Neumann, but as an engineer. It may be better that there is nearly no support for this for the propulsion of such ideas. Perhaps the devil is behind it too. you can not construct a whole factory, you can plant it, like nature makes it. Nature, you take all very small zamen, I don't know the, and a whole tree is coming up, yes? And the nature has solved this problem with a very small part to reproduce this. And I'm convinced that we engineers can do so too. Perhaps it takes 10, 20, 30, 50 years, but I am convinced that we can. And consider what will happen when we have this invention. And therefore, it may perhaps be better that authorities to have, research authorities to have to give the money. They say, no, we gave not the money for that. But it would be far beyond of the frame of this conference. Almost from the beginning of my work in the field of computing, I had the idea of parallel information processing, for instance, with cellular automata. This induced me to apply this idea to theoretical physics. I developed some ideas concerning the rechnender Raum, meaning something like calculating cosmos. This general idea is of increasing interest in other places too, for instance, in the United States. I am convinced that such investigations will gain broader attendance in the future, also for the physicists. But most of these ideas are as crazy today as the idea of the computer was 30 to 40 years ago. Therefore, it is my fate to perform these investigations on a very limited scale. Nevertheless, I feel happy to be a pioneer until the end of my days.